Blog Talk Radio.
Something tells me that you're the kind of guy that I should make a move on.
I get exotic with the melodic tune. I get hypnotic with the moon, but you got to put me down soon. I flip a shot show if you come my way. Up, down, and around, even sideways. I'm about as ready as the light can get. We can go all out. I ain't afraid of the sweat, but yet. I bet you got the techniques to freak a girl inside out. What's that all about? Can I have some of that? You gotta put me on. Word around town is you're 9 men strong. I wanna be put on in the worst way. Since the first day, I think it was a Thursday. You be that brother that I wanna.
You are listening to the 30 Plus WTF Show. With Malika.
I like the way you be with all that personality. But I got flavor too. You need to go with me.
Hey, good evening. This is Malika, Brittany, Lonnie, and possibly Bobby. And we are the 30 Plus WTF Show, where we talk about what is necessary. Hey, Brittany.
Hey, hey. How you doing?
Fantastic, girl. Fantastic. And your weekend, how was your weekend?
It was wonderful. Too short, but it was really good. I had a good weekend. I went to a women's expo. It was great.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, you have to tell us about that. Lonnie, how are you
evening? How are you? How are you? How are you?
Good. How are you, Lonnie?
I'm good. I had a little head cold, but, I'm back in the world.
No.
It happens.
The
alternative to feeling pain and all those other strange things is death. So I want to feel all I can feel, no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I want to feel it. So if it's head cold week, it's head cold week. If it's toothache week, it's toothache week. That all still means you're alive.
Right?
That's right. Well, you're fortunate because, our guest tonight is a medical intuitive as well as a psychic.
Yes.
Who's going to be talking to us about love and if he or she is the one for you. Looking forward to tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany, what you got for us?
I love.
We're waiting on Mr. Bobby Burns to call in. So.
Well, I'm going to text him because it acts like he's sleeping. So I'm going to text him. Right.
Wait, so I love that Lonnie has been on with us with Psychic Mike Mondays, Lonnie gets all the information, and it's like, can I get a question in, Lonnie? Can I?
Yes, Lonnie. Yes, you can.
Well,
right now,
I don't think I have one. I might have one when Mike comes on, but usually the show is 55 minutes about Lonnie, so I'm like,
I hear you, boo. I hear you, and I'm going to calm my happy butt down.
No. It's not even you saying anything. You could be like, I stubbed my toe. Well, Lonnie.
Right,
75 minutes later. I'm like, okay, this is about Lonnie. I love it, though. I love it because regardless of who he's talking to, I learn something, so it's fine.
I'm going to give you a little inside track. I have 5 sisters. You understand?
Right, okay.
Very few people understand how my personality got put together, but I'm gonna blame it on you, Malika, and all black women.
Really?
Living in a house with 5 women, you better learn really quickly to communicate, or every single thing that you think will be shunted. So I learned really early.
No. That was one thing I talked about. They talked about this weekend being an effective communicator.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so, it's harder, it's harder than you think sometimes. So.
Wait, let's get Bobby on. Bobby just called.
Oh, he's here.
Bobby's on the line.
Oh.
Yo.
Bobby showed up.
Yes.
Bobby, you had a good nap, boo. Did you have a good nap?
I was actually throwing on the city council meeting, and then I said, let me hop on here, too, at the same time. This is my first Psychic Mike Monday. I don't know nothing about this, so this is
okay.
This is news to me too, but I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, it's all right. Good.
All right. Okay, Brittany, what you got for us?
Well, okay. Is there something that you need to learn right now, and what is it? Do you think there's something that you need to learn with urgency? And if it is, is it a lesson? Is it a particular skill or something? Just have you thought about that? And what is it? If I'm telling you, like, if you could learn it tonight, what would it be?
You know, Brittany, I love you, Brittany. I really do love you.
I'm
gonna admit, I love you. I'm gonna tell you why when it's my turn to answer the question.
You can tell me now. I can't wait.
What's really interesting is you always open up this this thing that is actually wider than the question that you're asking, and you know, so when we start talking about what's in Brittany's mind, see, I already know that Brittany's mind is really wide because some of the questions that you ask allow people to think in a really holistic, true way. And you know, that's really good. That's why I say I love you. Because you open it up.
Well, thank you, Lonnie. I love you, too.
Well, see, let's not get stuck on the radio.
Huh? Let's not get what?
I'm not being fresh.
I'm being for real.
Okay, I hear you, man. I'm just messing with you. But you know, if I have to learn anything, I'm going to jump in and answer the question first. If I had to learn anything, it would be to control my own pace and not let the tempo of the world grab me. The commercialization, the speed, other people's problems, issues of the world, because it doesn't allow you to think. And then when you can't think, you can't really solve problems. And I want to solve problems. I don't want to be like caught up in this frantic thing. The world tries to throw you in this frantic place. And if you go there, you're in deep trouble. So that, if I had to do anything, it would be control my own case. If I had to learn it tonight, that's what I'd love you.
Okay. I was going to go. While y'all are thinking, my thing was, as I hear this rattling in my trunk, I wish I could learn how to fix some shocks tonight so I could just fix mine and not try to have to find somebody and figure out how much it costs to do that. That's
not practical. All you need is a jack and some socket wrenches. You can do it.
I mean, like, I need, like, shocks. And I,
you
got to
buy
the
shocks, then you put them on.
Well, yeah. But, you know. Okay, yeah. I'm not a car person like that, but I guess I could if I had to. So that would be my practical thing, but more like Lonnie. I'm sorry.
No,
I think
I said
need to
Lonnie
learn.
Gets all deep. He gets all deep.
I don't mean to be deep. It's just the way, you know, I think.
No, but that's where, you know, I love it that my questions take you there, but I would love to even trust my instincts even more, listen to that voice that tells me the things I need to know, like yes and no. Like, I'm getting better with no, like stay away from that, and that's not good for you, period, stop it. But I need to trust my yes more, I guess, would be the thing. This is good. Go with it. All right. Keep it up.
All right.
You know.
All right.
I don't think I do that enough. All right. I got it down where it's like, no. So that's me.
All right, Bobby.
mine is very similar to Lonnie's, which as soon as he said it, I was kind of chuckling because I was like, you know, we kind of get into it a lot off the air when we, in our discussions. And it's because we had this, I think we had this issue with just patience. And, you know, we both move at such a fast pace that, you know, we get kind of frustrated listening to one another from time to time. We just like, all right, I got it. And so we do this thing where we just cutting each other off and just, you know, it's actually a wonderful thing that happens. It's funny, but and it's necessary. But I would say patience, you know, this a friend of mine on Facebook has this book called Between the Dream or something like that, and it makes me think about between the blessings. So sometimes between my blessings, I tend to make a lot of noise. I get frustrated waiting on it. And similar to what Lonnie said is it panics you and it irritates you and it puts you in a place that's not healthy for existing, just period. And the kind of crazy thing about it is that whether you make all that noise and that ruckus and you're frustrated or not, like, it's still whatever's happening is still going to happen when it happens, you know. So the in-between thing that you do, you can either be calm and wait for it, or you can make all that noise. But either way, it's going to have to, you know, it's all in its own time. And so I always tell people, even when dealing with little minor stuff, like let's say you in a car accident, you know, you can be the person that is, you know, just completely upset and out of their mind, waiting for the police officer to get there or waiting for the person to get out of the car and y'all do the insurance thing. Or you can be peaceful. Either way, your car just got hit and you're going to have to take the same steps, you know, in order to resolve the situation. So it's like, exactly. So it's like, why even, you know, kind of be crazy and out of your mind and messing up your whole, you know, zen, you know, when, again, the incident already happened and you're just kind of waiting on the next thing and the next blessing and, you know, for the situation to resolve itself. So I would say patience for me. And as well as just, I want to learn an instrument. I've always wanted to learn an instrument. So it'd probably be piano if I could just snap my finger. Because I do rap and I do spoken word with a tad bit of melody included. And I stopped doing it because I felt so detached from the whole musical process, not being able to actually play an instrument. And so when that happens to an artist whose instrument is more of his voice, but not even the melodic version of the voice, but just, again, more of the lyrical side of what the voice could do, it's really irritating because you're only getting... I could, you know, but it's irritating because you're only getting...
You have a great voice.
You only get what producers give you. So, you know, they come up with the beat, and then they send it to you, and you're like, okay, maybe I can do something with it, maybe I can't. And it messes up the whole process.
You know, though, you just need to work with a producer that understands your language as well. You know what I'm saying? So
that,
if you
too.
Can articulate it to a engineer or somebody that speaks your same language, it may not be an issue. But I mean, it is good to learn new stuff too.
It's expensive going that route, which, you know, I'm in a better place now to do that, but growing up I wasn't always in that position. And it's expensive. These people that make these beats, you know, they want a decent amount of money. Especially the better they are, the more money they want, you know, so it's tough. So
that's true. All right, that's true. Yes. My thing is humans. I would just really love to learn humans. Just everybody's, you know, people got their underlying motivations. There's just so much going on with each and every person that you encounter. And, you know, some people have really great intentions. Some people, it's questionable, you know. And my stepfather was like a master at dealing with humans, dealing with people. So it was like oh, my God, he was like
he's
phenomenal.
The best I've ever known
you walk
in
the door. Yes. You sit down, talk to him, he already know what your game is, what the deal is, what you're about, what it is that you want. And, God, if I could learn that skill, that gift right there, no stopping.
That is a
no
straight
stopping.
Gift.
Because I often
for real.
I feel like an alien sometimes. Like, I just don't understand. But, yeah, I would love to learn humans, human behavior, all sorts of, all the humans out there. I would just love to just be able to sit down with anybody and know what was up with them right away. And our guest tonight, he's one of those individuals, too, that's gifted with knowing a person God, he could talk to you over the phone. He doesn't even have to sit down
right.
in person with you and
right.
know what's going on. This would be Bobby's first experience with Psychic Mike Monday with Michael Kerbin. So the topic tonight is he or she the one for you? I think everybody on here is single, right? I don't know. Don't let me assume.
Ooh.
Is everybody on here single?
I'm semi-single. Yeah.
It's complicated.
Wait, who's not single? I'm single. Let me just speak for myself. I'm single. Let me be.
Bobby's not
clear.
So, you know, we're not going to put
single.
Him on the spot.
I am single.
Oh, okay.
The young man's available.
I am single. Bonnie's in it. It's complicated
right.
relationship.
I'm the one. It's complicated, but
it's complicated. What about you, Malika?
Bonnie's complicated.
Malika.
Huh?
Oh Lord. Never mind. If you got to
yeah,
do all
yeah,
that,
yeah.
Never mind.
Could have had Psychic
right.
Mike just answer that for us.
What you say, Mike?
I'm gonna ask Psychic Mike. What's up? I'm gonna ask him what's up with Malika. All
right.
Never mind.
Mike
and
Mike knows. I get my sessions privately.
Ain't that the mess? But we gotta do it publicly. You get to do it privately. Don't play with me.
But. All our listeners have really enjoyed Michael Kerbin. They were really blown away how he was able to give Lonnie a reading while Lonnie was in the hospital, and he was able to diagnose what was going on in Lonnie's body. That was
and called it out to a T. Let's be clear that he called it out to a T, talking about my circulation. He talked about things that he never knew and that he was dead on it.
Yes, that was phenomenal. And he's been right about me with some health issues as well. We had a listener that called in from out of California a couple shows ago, Leah, and he had told her about a career move that was going to happen. She didn't see it coming, but it happened, and she called in to tell him thank you. So, you know, we have a lot of testimonies out there where he's really helped a lot of people. I know he's been spot on for me and all sorts of aspects of my life. And Brittany, I know he's called a few things for you that came to pass. So he's just amazing, and he's back by popular demand because people wanted to hear more from the renowned celebrity psychic, author, and medical intuitive, Mr. Michael Kerbin. Welcome back to the show, Mike.
Yeah, thank you, Malika. So today's topic is going to be what on attracting the right person? Is that correct?
Yes. Is he or she the one for you?
Well, the problem with most people when it comes to relationships, people say they always want this person to come into my life. That doesn't work when you talk that way. Mm-hmm. Number one, you have to understand when it comes to relationships, people have their old software running in the back of their mind constantly, and the old software is what you wanted this person to come into your life, and you always attract the almost the same person with the same emotional, same habits or laziness or whatever. Always with even though the person is different physically, the person will have a lot of the same characteristics because we do have an old software that constantly runs 24 hours in our subconscious. Now, if people really want to attract the right person, whether it's a male or a female, they have to eliminate that old software that's in the back of the subconscious running 24 hours a day. And the way to do that is to revisualize whoever you want in your life. But this time, you have to visualize and put a lot of emotions behind this and feel that person is right there at the present moment. And if you do that constantly, every day, you will then eliminate the old software that's running 24 hours a day. And the reason why the old software is running, why you constantly get the old wrong people in your life is because you put a lot of emotions in the past. Anytime you, if you notice, any bad habits you got will come up, even if you're not even thinking of it. It'll just keep popping up and up and up because that's the old software. It's not just in relationships. It's with anything you do. So you have to, and people say, well, I can change it. No, you can't change it that easily because it's emotions. It becomes a subconscious habit is what it comes. It's like you can even be driving in your car, and all of a sudden you're gone. You haven't had a body experience someplace, and you get home. It's your subconscious took over it and knows exactly what to do. But then again, if you have some bad habits in anything you do in life, that will keep popping up over and over and over until you learn to correct that. But when it comes to relationships, if you want that perfect person in your life, you would actually have to visualize in your mind's eye what you want and not just say, I want this person. You got to put a lot of emotions behind this and then feel like that person.
Mike, can I ask a question real quick? Because I know Malika's talking about direct relationships between male and female. But does that same attraction law work for anything you do in life if you're trying to build, you know, businesses and systems? Are drawing the right people to you, is it the same, you know, old tape that's playing that draws the wrong people when you do things like business and endeavors?
Yeah, that's the same concept is there for that too. But the whole idea is you have to put it into, because you got to get rid of all the old software. It's not just relationships. It could be in the business, the people that you've been dealing with in the past. You got to say what you're really seeking for. And then you got to put the emotions behind it and then say, this is what is going to happen, and feel like that person, that situation, the business or whatever you're looking at here. Let's say you want to move. Well, you can visualize moving. Let's say you want to do it in 2 years. Okay, you visualize the place that you want to be. Put a lot of emotions behind it and feel like you got that. You're living right there in the home, and before you know it, in 2 years, you will have that with no problem. The same thing with relationships. It's the same thing in your field of business, any form of business. You're creating the energy, and the energy, your subconscious will only accept something that says it's there already. That's how it works. It has to be there already. And then it'll say, okay, I'm going to give you it because you want that, and you're already there. But people forget something like this. They figure, okay, I want a job. I want to be a millionaire. I want this. Never happens. Ain't gonna happen that way. And of course, like anything, you have to put your work behind it. You got to study. You got to figure out new techniques and how this is going to be done. And then make sure you eliminate those negative people in your life, because it's the negative people that will stop you from what you're trying to attain, whether it's in relationships, job, career, your health, for example. Is caused by a lot of negative people in your life, and it can stress you out one way or another. And so that's why people look for compatibility, and even in relationships, you know, there's called love, and there's unconditional love, and people forget about that too. Unconditional love is when two people are together and nobody's asking for money. Basically, we both love each other, but the problem when people get married. They say, I love you and all these other things. But, you know, when they want to leave you, they want to take a half of everything, your house, your car, your money, et cetera. That's not unconditional love. And so even when we look in relationships, we have to look at what we're defining here in that aspect there. And pets are unconditional love, for example. They just want love from you. But people, it's a whole different ballgame. Now, when it comes, like you were saying, career, money, whatever, you got to decide what you want. Now, like anything, like you've heard of The Secret and the movie The Secret, of course. The Secret is you can attain anything you want in life. And that's true. But just remember one thing. If you want to make a lot of money and get your career going, most men do because they're career-oriented, you're going to lose something. Basically, if you're going to decide that you're going to put a lot of hours and work into your career, your music, you're going to be a writer, because writers, for example, need their space. I mean, today I just put 15 more tests on my computer. I've got over 3,000 pages of tests that blow you out of the water. People think I'm Einstein, what I've developed. They'll tell you anything about yourself from any level, and all you have to do is use your intuition on it. But, you know, for me to constantly get these tests, I need my space. I'm a writer. And so people who are into music are very, very psychic, and they're writers. They got to sit back and figure out the melody. They got to figure out how this is going to be written, how they're going to be doing these little things, and if they want to be successful. And of course, that's only step one. Then if you want to make money, you know, marketing and who you're dealing with and things in general, there's a lot of loopholes here to look at. Most people don't see every little detail in life. You know, the same thing with the writer. Hey, you got a book out. Okay, that's nice. What are you going to do with it? Hey, you got to get out there and be a public speaker, radio, television, etc. And everybody's got illusions. So if you want a business, just remember you got to study everything that deals with the business that goes with it, the taxes and, you know, and things in general, and the people that you're going to deal with. I'm dealing with somebody here called the Blue Moon. And, in fact, a psychic fair, and it's called the BlueMoonExpo.com, and I'm running my school again. And, it's, by the way, if you go there, you can see it from 4 to 6 p.m., and then 3 to 4, I'm going to be running Confucius. And when anybody can see this free entertainment, all the new techniques of metaphysics I'm going to use on people on stage. It's a live show. It's free. They can go to BlueMoonExpo.com and see it. But here's a woman that says she wants to have in the future a big business, okay, on metaphysics, health, have a storefront, and all those little factors that goes with it. But, you know, when you have a storefront, anybody who's at a storefront, I've had one, metaphysical and holistic in Chicago, and now where it's famous, the Paranormal Museum and the TV show and all those little factors. But when you have a business, if you have a storefront, if you got to get people to come in, number one. Number two, you got to watch these people. Some of those people want to steal stuff. They play all types of mind games with you. You got to move the merchandise off the shelf. Otherwise, if you sell food, for example, you got to throw it out if it's outdated. That's the law, basically. And so, you know, but a lot of people.
Mike, you're a health intuitive, right?
Can I
ask you a question? How wide does that can you do that for more than one people? Because I had a question I really want to ask you, and I've been wanting to ask you for 3 weeks. And Malika's probably going to kill me, but that's all right. I still got to ask it. So is it all right? Well, here's what it is, and I'm just going to put it out there. We're trying to do something that's going to increase the health of the African-American community in the area that I live in. And I just want to ask you, since you're an intuitive, can you intuitively tell me, will we be able to improve the health of the community that we live in and the relationships of people and the area that I live in? Do you feel that or don't you feel that?
Well, there's a percentage. I feel like you can, for most of the people, not all the people, probably a good 30-40% of people, you won't be able to do it. And the reason why, some of those people just... you know, again, they have, again, the old software, this is what I want, and this is what I want to eat, this is what I want to do, and nothing you can do about it. You know, one thing about the world of healing, you can only get healed if you really want to be healed. And that's not only on laying on the hands, that's also when you want to get advice, change your diet. You know, because I got angelsonwheels.net, a website where I train people to be healers, and you can train as a medical intuitive, you can do all these little factors. This is the problem I find with the human nature. Most human nature do not want to make a change. They believe in doctors. Most people believe in doctors, especially the females. You show me a female is not on medication by the time they hit 50. They're on from 1 to 5 to 15 medications by the time they hit 50, and because the doctors get them hooked. And the reason why is that, well, okay, I got insurance. Well, that's great. I go see my doctor. And I can deduct all that stuff, but you still pay some money off it regardless. But most people, when you talk about I'm going to change your diet, take some herbs, vitamins, essential oils, a lot of people, they have that old software going in the back of their head, and they say, no, I don't want to do that. I like my comfort zone. And they don't want – see, when you change your diet, somebody's diet or change your thinking value, you have to understand, it's called withdrawal symptoms. withdrawal symptoms could be painful to some people. They don't want to change that. If you're starved for love and affection, you're going to tell me you're going to change a woman and say, hey, I want to eat my fudge, I want to eat my candy, I want to eat my ice cream because it makes me feel good because I need love. And they're not getting love properly, so that's a sugar replacement, so to speak there. So how in the world are you going to really change that unless you give them a nice relationship and they feel loved? And then,
so what you're saying, Mike, is, you know, I just want to make sure I'm clear on what you're saying. You're saying that people replace the natural affections from other human beings with all kinds of substances, from sugar to drugs to bad
right.
relationships to whatever. So
right.
I guess my first question was a little bit, you know, I wasn't specific enough. I'm talking about the overall general human health of the area that I live in. I'm not necessarily talking about just medical health. I'm talking about economic health. I'm talking about in the way people think and feel and carry themselves. What's really funny to me.
I understand what you're saying. I feel like you can do a good percentage on that. I don't think you can do it all. And again, part of this, I'm just saying a couple of the things, reasons I gave you reasons why, because some people, they just don't want to be changed in different areas. But being the person you are, you do have a good financial instinct, and you can be very determined. You're very intuitive. You're a good judge of character. You would see people as differently individually. If you try to do it all one classification, which some people do, that's when they fail. Each person is a little bit different, and you have a lot of wisdom inside your soul. So you can peer into the person, figure them out quickly, or you could even change your tactics if you feel like it's not working proper. You have that gift, basically, and because of that gift that you have, the percentage of it would be very high that you can be very successful in what you're trying to do in that aspect there. You would make a great clergy guy because you can, like priests, for example, they're counselors.
The only problem is I got a real problem with organized religion, but I feel you. Thanks for the compliment.
Yeah. You got those abilities. And if you didn't have those abilities, you wouldn't be successful. But you do have those abilities. And I think you already know those abilities are there in that aspect. But like any time you take on any subject, any tackle of business and want to help and change people, it is a lot of work. And you'll find that out regardless. If you're willing to accept that responsibility, I feel like you are. But after a while, you may say, hey, I'm not going to be babysitting people all the time. There's a difference. And this is a problem in business. Any form of business, you will find after a while you're babysitting people. Because if you got to go back and explain this in detail to them, how we're going to do this over and over and over, you become a babysitter. And most business people do not like that. And so most business people will either say, this is the way it's going to be. This is the rules and regulations. You don't follow rules and regulations, you're out. You're out the door. And the same thing in politics. This is unfortunately what happens with human nature. Then people are classified in one big bunch thing. You have a good concept. I like that. I see the abilities you have. You can be very successful. Just remember the drawback as time goes on. You may get a little bit irritated with certain individuals in that area because you're not that type of person to be babysitting, I can tell you right now, in that aspect. You're always looking forward to new stuff. You're a pioneer. But again, you will be successful, but the question is, how long do you want to keep that up? That's the question that you got to ask yourself.
thanks
that is
a lot,
Lonnie
man.
Like a mug, too.
Thanks a lot, brother.
He just read you, Lonnie. I'm over here smiling the whole time. Like, yes, that's Lonnie.
Yeah,
and
well,
that's Lonnie,
well, that's
too.
Like the show about Lonnie. This is about relationships and people. So, right.
Well, here's a question on relationships. I do have a question on relationships to bring it back there. So just so I can get it straight, so the person we all should be with is somebody that's running on a similar software, or is there ever a time where you should stick in a relationship to try to see if you can get someone to change that old software or that habit, or is it just never worth it?
Well, no, there's called compromise. you have to compromise. And if the person is not willing to compromise and say, look, this is the problem they see in the relationship, that's why we have separation at times, for people to take a look at it. And when they come back, then, hey, look, this if you want to be together, these are what I'm proposing. It's like a business. Basically, a relationship is a business. Only anybody kids you, because there's you're paying bills, there's health insurance involved. Definitely. You show me a couple that will not tell you that. Hey, okay, are we on Obamacare today, or what type of insurance? Where's the bills? Who's going to pay for the kids? Who's going to take care of this? Who's going to do that? It's a business. Bottom line, and sometimes it's better off not to be married because of the government, the taxes, and. And then otherwise, one person gets sick, for example, especially when you're older, someone's going to put a lien on your house because the other person's sick because they owe maybe $100,000 bill. And that's the reason why some people get divorced as they get older. So there's different reasons why people will do certain things even as they get older. But in reality, if you're going to want to be with somebody, problems, like Donald Trump would say, hey, let's sit back and let's discuss this. In that area, let's come to agreement. If the other party does not want to come to agreement, don't want to change at all, then you have to let that person go. Because if you're going to have drama every day, person's going to get upset, they're going to do the same old stuff every time, they're going to be drinking all the time, going to be taking drugs all the time, and you're not that way, then as much as you care for that person, you love that person, you have to let them go. Otherwise, it's going to destroy you. You will see a lot of people in bad relationships. You ever notice that they look very old-looking in a bad relationship? And if you show me a woman, when she's in love, truly in love, she looks younger, and she's happier, basically. You show me a woman who's not getting love at all, and you're gonna, I'll definitely show you a woman that looks old before her time, basically. So it's who you're with. And are you willing to compromise? And unfortunately, a lot of people are not honest in relationships. They don't want to be honest with themselves. And they're constantly lying. Just sit back and be honest. Basically, this is what's bugging me, and this is what you're doing wrong. If you want to be together for a long term. Now, again, we have people in relationships, as you know, that want to cheat. It's in their genes, especially they say if men cheat. But I can tell you, as an author on relationships, Beyond the Sensuous Man, Inner Secrets of Men and Women. There's a lot of women out there that love sex, and they're out there at 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon, and they're having sex with somebody, and they go home and they make dinner for their husband. They don't even tell their husband that they had sex. And a lot of times, these women will say, "Hey, I didn't have any relationship when I give these my tests." On certain people, I says, let me ask you this, have you ever had an affair? Oh, I had many affairs, but that's not having a relationship. But you see what I mean? And so it's your thinking value, what you think, but in reality they had a relationship. And sometimes they have it more than once. But women love sex. Bottom line is in their genes in that area. And so, so keep this in mind. So when you're looking at all these little factors.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how many women have told me. I told exactly, I know how you think frontwards, backwards, sideways. And I know exactly what you're doing from every angle. They go, well, how do you know us that good? You know, but that's in my book, basically. And of course, men are not no angels either. And women, they don't even understand men sometimes. In fact, they'll go for the guy, the bad guy or whatever, who's very aggressive and takes her out and things in general. But a lot of women also like the nice guy that opens the doors and everything. That's the dangerous guy. That guy, when he opens doors and does everything for you, and before you know it, you find out he's a nut. A lot of them will start either hurting you physically, mentally, or following you around and accusing you of things. And that guy's not all there, and he has a little bit of an ego in his own way, and that's the woman that gets caught. And then after a while, she gets trapped, and she's afraid of him. Before you know it, she can't get out of relationships, and she gets beat up. And that's the one guy that she can't figure out until it's too late, basically. So because most women are smarter than men, let's be honest, and the reason I say they're smarter than men, I'm a psychic. You won't find too many men coming to a psychic. There is some, because they're very sensitive men. But the other ones don't want to do that. What women want when they come to me, I tell you what they want from me. They want to know exactly what their man is up to. They want to know exactly how much money does he have. Is he good for my kids? They're looking at long term, or should I be with this guy, or should I be with somebody else? And a woman will not leave their man unless she already has another man to the side already. That's guaranteed. They like their security, their stability at all times. And so if you can't give her the stability and security, she's going to be gone. Now, you have to understand with women, what they want. One is you better be a great lover. If you're not a great lover and you're good in security, she'll find somebody else on the side who will be a great lover. But if you're, it can be both and the father figure on top of it, I mean, she's going to stay with you forever. But if you don't have that security for her, because women love comfort and they love the security. It's just normal. And it's normal. Why is it normal? Because, hey, when they're young, they want to have a family. They want to have children. It costs money to have a family and children. And so if they have 3 to 5 kids, you know, you're going to be working 2 or 3 jobs, and then you're going to find, and this is the truth too, most men are dead before they hit 50. There is 5 to 10 older females to one older guy who's in his 50s and up, and that's a fact, because most men are working 2 or 3 jobs to pay off those the kids and the house and everything else, and then their diet is lousy. Most men, unless they're in the vegan area, and they can survive. And so a lot of women know that to a certain degree here. They always say, hey, have some insurance on you because I want my security. And so all these little factors add up. So there's a difference between a woman who's very young and she's going to have a lot of affairs. And why she's having 3 to 5 different guys dating? Because she's looking for the best mate who's going to provide her with security, provide her for her kids, provide a lot of things. And then and I see a lot of good, nice young men. They usually just stay with one woman, and that's it. Put all their eggs in one basket, and then they get very depressed because she left them because he didn't have enough money. And then he goes to the bar and drinks, wastes his money away. And so that's the stupidity of men, basically. But, you know, men change as they get older now, totally different. Women, that's where women make again, an issue here. They don't understand. Most older men want their security because, you know, let's be honest, most older men can't even get it up. Their male hormones aren't even running. And they're starting to think like a female.
Sorry.
About security. What are you going to do for me? Basically, in that area. They're not going to be that horny. They want to live.
Hey, Doc, as an older man, you know, I want to say that I don't want it nearly as much as I used to. I will agree with you on that. But, you know, my grandfather told me something a long time ago that was really funny. He said, if you're a horny young man, you'll probably be a horny old man. And I'm a hornier old man. So, the idea that it goes away, it doesn't go away. It diminishes, you know. Well, once I wanted to, you know, lay in the bed with everything that had a certain wiggle to it, you know, those days are gone. You know, but if a woman has a certain class and –
But let me ask you this. How old are you right now?
I'm 60 years old.
You're 60. Okay. When you hit 60, then at 60, it starts going slowly, and then 65, then 70, it goes more and more down for certain men.
I'll go for that. But, you know, I've learned so many tricks in my young age. I can do things in 15 minutes that take young boys like an hour and a half to do.
Thank you for sharing, Lonnie. All right.
Well, you know, I'm the author of Beyond the Sense, man, and you know, I can make love for a very long time. But you know, as you know, your male hormones are diminished, so that's why if you take like natural Viagra, for example, you're not going to have side effects. You'll get that hormone back. But at the same time period, if you know how to make love to a woman a long time, you can do that for a very, very long time, an hour even more. Basically, and so you can still outdo most of the young guys. But then again, there's a lot of young guys who can't even get it up. Let's be honest. Basically, they're on drugs.
Hey, Mike, since you're on this subject, what is the natural Viagra for young men? What's a good herb for them?
Well, actually, they can call it ginseng. They can call a lot of things, but that it's a combination that they make, and you can order that. You can go on Amazon, for example. They have natural Viagra. And a lot of people will charge the real good stuff is like $8 a pill, though, basically. And it can last up to 3 days for them.
Oh, Lord.
If they're.
Look,
now,
Brittany, oh, Lord, not 3 days.
Not 3 days.
Well, that's a good. Oh, if it goes for 3 days, but most people, it goes for 24 hours, 2 days. If it goes for 3 days, that means you still have some of your male hormone running someplace going on yet in that aspect. So these things are all looked at. But, and again, there's people out there selling crappy natural Viagra. It's only good for 24 hours a day, 12 hours or whatever. And it depends on how strong your male hormone is. And if you're attracted to the opposite sex, again, not in today's society, hey, a female attracted to a female, you don't know how many times when I at the psychic fair, I've had so many females making love to another female, and even though the other female is still married. In fact, I had one lady. There's a psychic. She's well known. She's 70 years old, and she's got all these write-ups and celebrities and all that. And then she's got this worker who's a female, and she's like in her 30s. She comes to me and separately and gets a reading from me at the table, and then she actually wants to know about this other woman. And is this woman going to be with me? I says, no. She says, why? Because she's married. She says, yeah, she is. I says, why would she want to come to you? She still loves him. But I love her. And this is what you get constantly. There's a lot of women who have affairs with other women. And the husband doesn't even know about this on that area. And then you have men, coming up to you. And see, when I first started out, it was like taboo. Your gays wanted to be together, and I have all types of gay people coming in, and I'm going to tell you something. When it comes to the gay men, oh God, when they have arguments, they have some big time arguments, worse than any female that ever lived, basically. But you got to deal with that there too. Men love other men and things in general, but if you're a normal male. Normal males are, if you're horny and you're 20 or 30, you're going to be horny whether you're 60 or 70. You may not get it up as much, but you're going to still be horny. That's just the way it is. And that's a healthy male, basically. And so, and there's a lot of females, as they get older, what happens, the vagina walls get very dry and things in general, estrogen is not flowing, and sex can be very hurtful to them. At times, if they're not lubricated, and then you start growing hair on her chin or hair on her nipples. If any guy ever made love to an old woman, seen the hair on their nipple, it's a little bit of a turnoff. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you right now. So you're gonna have stuff like that there too.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So
thank you, Mike. Thank you for telling us, Mike, about.
I know,
that.
Mike.
So I'll give you an idea what will happen. And when I was married, when I was in Chicago, I was 17 younger than my wife. She was like 49. I was 17 years younger, and she would wake up in the middle of the night screaming, grabbing her back of her leg or calf, and I had to do acupressure points on it, and then I had to go grab some calcium magnesium tablets for her. And this is another thing that goes wrong with females because they start losing the calcium as well as the magnesium in their system when their estrogen starts going. And then, of course, they're having all these hot flashes and things in general. This is a thing that older females go through. And then older females always say to the male, well, you're lucky you're not a female in that area. And of course, then there's a lot of females say, you don't understand those females. Hey, as a psychic, I can tell you, I can understand a female better than she can understand herself. I go through all types of feelings and moments. People see how the skinny after a while.
We have a caller calling in from online.
Let's
see. They have a question here. Hi, caller. You have a question for Michael Kerbin?
I do. Hi, Mike. My name is Helen, and I have a question about a partnership. It's not a romantic partnership. It's a business partnership with a gentleman named Nick, and I was wondering if you could give me any insight as to if you think this business partnership will be successful.
And how old do you think Rick is right now? His age?
55.
He's 55?
Yeah.
Number one, Helen, I just want to say that you are very, very psychic, and you know that, okay? And you can read him very, very clearly at times. Rick sometimes is in his own world, takes things a little too serious, basically, and sometimes his mind is a little bit more narrow-minded than it should be in that aspect. But I believe that you're very good, you know, how to talk to him, get him to open up at times, because there is a slight problem, as I'm seeing here. So this partnership can work. You just got to have patience with him. He's got a lot of things that deals from the past, also issues in relationships from the past. There's a lot of things that he doesn't even let you know on how he feels. And because of that, he goes in his own world. He gets a little bit moody or things in general. But he's very intelligent. I like that. And he's a good worker. He'll figure things out. And if you work with him properly, I think it can work out in the long run. But you got to have a little bit of patience with him at times. Does that make sense to you?
It does. I don't, like I said, I don't know him as much on a personal level as I do on a business level. I don't know about his past relationships.
Yeah, well, I'm just letting you know that keeps a lot of things internal, as I'm seeing. But what I like about him is the hard work. He'll work things out. He'll try to figure things out. And he does have good business sense, as I'm seeing here. But I don't feel like he's a really happy guy, emotionally wise, deep down. So that's the difference. And you have what we call natural flow, natural rhythm. And you're very easy to adapt to anything. If you don't feel like something's not working, you will move on quickly. And this is the way you are in that aspect. And that's the only reason I'm going to say that you're going to be successful. Rick sometimes gets caught. When he gets on something, sometimes he stays on it a little too longer than he should. That's a little bit of a negative, but it's not really that bad, as I'm seeing here. So an overall viewpoint, you asked me, will this partnership be okay? I believe it's going to be okay. You know, there's times where, and plus he's got some health problems I'm seeing here, and he's developed some arthritis in his system and his lungs. Eventually he's going to have some problems, and also he's going to have some problems with his lower legs and circulation, as I'm seeing here. He's already having some problems with his lower back, his kidneys, as I'm seeing here. But he needs to cheer up, and he needs to change his diet a little bit better. Take certain herbs, circulation, cayenne pepper, niacin B3, lecithin, and kidneys, fennel tea. Otherwise, he will definitely have some problems with the heart as time goes on. And this is, I give
right.
a warning.
Yeah, well, I don't know how long-term it's going to be. You know, it's kind of real estate where we do some development work and then sell the property. So I don't know if it would be long-term or not. So, but
it depends on what you look at long term. If you look at a good 3-4 years, I could see that, basically. And the only reason I'm saying is there's going to be a lot of health issues that's going to pop up, and it's going to stop him from doing a lot of things and that aspect there. And one thing about the guy, he's very detailed concerned. I mean, he's hard work. He'll look at things over and over and over. I like that about him, but I think he takes life too seriously. And sometimes he may not completely realize that on a conscious level. And that will cause issues in the health to pop up even better or worse, let's put it that way. And then before you know it, he won't be able to do as much as work that you want. But right now, it's okay. Give it 3-4 years and watch the energy change in him. And most of it's going to be in his health and that department. And of course, with you, Helen, I see you doing a lot of traveling. As time goes on, you like traveling. Let's put it this way here. I see him doing some traveling, but I don't see him doing a lot of traveling as he gets older. Part of it's caused by his own. So as long as you understand that. So give this 3-4 years, good, which is still a pretty long time considering if you want to take a look at that. And that's up to him if he wants to change his diet. Otherwise, he'll be seeing doctors. and that's not going to be too good for him. If that answers your questions,
Alana. Thank you. Thank you so much for the question, caller. Mike, what can you tell us about Bobby? His love life.
Well, let me ask you, with Bobby, is there anybody specific?
This ought to be fun.
Anybody think you want to focus on Bobby or here, or just looking for future relationships?
Probably future.
A future?
So smart, Bobby.
Future relationship.
I'm smart, Bobby.
I'm sorry.
Don't tell me I hang with dumb people. That boy's smart.
Well, Bobby, you have to understand, you're a person who you're very independent, number one. Okay? You like your privacy in your own way. You're very intuitive. You want to sit back. You want to get new ideas and a lot of things you want to do. You want to work when you want to work, bottom line. And then when it comes to relationships, you have your own ideal way of what a relationship should be. And you can get bored after a while, I'm going to tell you right now. And that's just the type of person you are. So love, if you're looking at somebody on a real permanent level, I just can't really see that. And the only reason why, because I see that you do have writing talent. I just see somebody that wants to sit back and create and want to work when you want to work. You want to go where you want to go. You don't like people telling you where you're going every second or this or that. You don't like that. But when it comes to relationships, you want somebody, you can be romantic. There's no question about it. And I saw you also doing some traveling down to Europe, by the way. So keep that in mind. But in general, I think you're going to be satisfied in relationships. And I don't think you're satisfied just in one relationship as time goes on. And I just believe that you love life. Let me put it this way. You love life, basically.
Yeah, you're lying. And,
I want to slip one in here real quick. This is about Malika, Mike. I need some understanding. How long before she gets married, Mike? How long before Malika is married?
Oh, Lord. Lord.
If I say that, Malika might get mad at me in that area.
Malika invited on us on the show to cause interest. We need interest. When is Malika going to get married?
I love it.
Well, Malika knows when she's going to get married. Let's put it this way. And she already knows. It's just that she's going to take her time. She wants to make sure this guy is right this time in her life. And I think what she's trying to do is take care of business first. She's looking to do business before she wants to get married. She wants to show that she's independent and that she doesn't have to rely on a guy to try to control her. And she knows that. Is that correct, Malika?
Get her,
that is right.
Okay, so
Mike, I have a quick question.
Be married right now or things in general. And so she's going to enjoy life to a certain degree. But the whole idea, once she feels like she's secured financially and independent and everything, then she don't mind being with somebody. But she'll also know that that person's not going to control her, not at all. And the person's going to play the mind games or cheat or whatnot. Hey, he's going to be out the door, bottom line.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So Malika is smart. She's much smarter than you take her for. So keep that.
No. I understand just how smart she is. That fly smile throws the rest of them off, not me.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Mike. This is Brittany. I have a quick question. What do you see symbols? Like, what do you see when you say, I see that you're very intuitive? So what do you see when you see that, in people? Is there a certain
energy or
a symbol?
Yeah, well, there's different levels. There's intuitive, there's mediumship. Depends on, or if I see that you can be very good in doing psychometry or whatnot. Energy is different. Sometimes it's when I see somebody who's extremely intuitive, the energy will be very, very light, basically. Mm-hmm. And they can just pick up, they have a natural flow, like Helen had, for example. in that department. And mm-hmm. some people, energy is extremely practical, for example. It'll be very slow energy and very heavy. And that means that they're not using their intuition at all, but they're also very practical. They have a scientific mind, things in general. Now, mm-hmm. Some people are very, very psychic. I see them just, their soul, it's in another world, basically. And they look like they're into another time zone. They walk around like a zombie sometimes, but they're picking up things left and right. And sometimes they may not even know that until I quiz them in that area. So it depends on the energy, heavy, light, things in general. And then sometimes I'll get it from the other side, hey, this person is a natural medium or things in general. It depends on who I'm dealing with at that time period. And how deep I want to go on certain areas. It's the same thing. And some people, believe it or not, are called in a psychic shock. When they have had a drama in their life that's so bad that they lock it away and then they walk around like they're normal. But I can see that I call them sleepwalkers. They're hiding. Sometimes they will project another energy in front of them. If you're like schizophrenia, for example, or call walk-ins and all types of situations, they'll bring another energy in and they'll go hide in the corner someplace in that department. That's why they say split personalities, for example, because they couldn't handle the drama of the rape, for example, or severe divorce or severe accident. There's different things why people do crazy stuff in many areas. But in reality, I can see them hiding someplace. And then they ask, how do you know this about me? I didn't tell nobody. Nobody knows that.
Wow.
You see what I mean? There's different reasons. So energy is a little different from everybody, basically. But in reality, let's be honest. When you're on the phone at home or whatever, and somebody calls, you can tell by their tone of their voice whether they're not feeling well or something's not right, and you start asking them, is everything okay, everything okay? You can sense it in the tone of their voice, basically.
Right.
And so everybody's using their meter, as they call it. It's just that when you're a professional, you go much, much deeper. And then it's just like it's like natural to the reader because the reader's done it so many times. And then
right.
some of these people, they lie to themselves, and they say, come on now, you know what's going on. This is this and this and that. You don't have to a lie. And they go, yeah, you're right. I'm testing you or whatever. Go, hey, you just hurt your own self. You're the one who's paying for the reading. You know what I mean?
That's really kind of, you know, I want to lead into a real quick question because I know we're going to get, time is going to kill us. But you said something about, what does molestation do to a human being's energy? You know, I happened to be a survivor of molestation when I was a kid, so it just always was interesting to me that does that change the actual flow of that human being's energy?
Oh, yeah, it does. It does. And sometimes a person can cover it up, but what happens, as time goes on, there may be, maybe you see somebody else being molested or you see something that's injustice or something. It'll trigger you to be angry or depressed or some kind of emotion will come up in that area that you're going to have to deal with in that area. And sometimes a person who's been molested will make sure that other people are not molested. Or somebody who's been annually sexed with another young male, the only thing he knows is that now they have sex with another male as a homosexual as he gets older. And history can repeat itself. And that's the only way he knows how to get an orgasm. So there's different reasons for different things for people. Now, you also have to understand here in the spirit world, we pick everything that has happened to us. We pick the lessons. We pick our accidents. We picked everything, our parents, and you'll say, why did God do this to me, so to speak? Well, if you want to understand emotions, you want to understand suffering, you have to learn everything in this world. And then, out of this, you have to learn one thing, forgiveness and you have to understand love, basically, because on the other side, it's 100% love. Don't anybody kid you. And then we come here to try to understand things, and you get different examples, even from the Bible. Jesus Christ, he says, forgive them, Father, they don't know what they've done. That's just one little person saying this. There's a lot of spiritual leaders have gone through stuff too, and other people. And did you realize people are standing in line on the other side of the spiritual world to become handicapped? And the reason why they want to become handicapped, because then that's the only way they learn through suffering, unconditional love, basically, and to forgive people and things in general. That's how you speed up your karma. If you have a good life and get all the money in the world and et cetera, you don't go anyplace. It's called through hardship. It's called through suffering. And the people who go through suffering help other people. They write a book. They lecture. They help other people understand, and they become conductors of healers, for example, in that aspect. I do a show called Confucius. And believe me, I deserve the title of Confucius because I have more wisdom than most people can count because I'm going to have all these books coming out called Connected
God. Mike, I love you. And you just did one thing that just kind of freaked me out, and I just want to say it so I don't want to hold on back. The idea of suffering has been used to kind of okay the condition of certain people on this earth. That suffering in its entirety is a way that we should live to get some kind of freedom. And unfortunately, my issue with organized religion is that suffering, God itself, you just said the other side is all about love. So the suffering, really, the true suffering comes from the greed of human beings on this side. So I'm not sure if suffering, my grandmother and them, they suffered in such an ugly way, and all they would always say is that they'll have a better time on the other side. And my problem was that, what about this side? So I'm not sure that suffering itself is the way that you find love. I not that I'm disagreeing with, your concept, I just don't know if that's the truth.
Well, suffering, what it does, it helps you understand the benefits of life, what you really want in life. Because let's say you want to have a car, you want a big house or whatnot, well, you could lose that car, you could lose that house, and you could suffer in the meantime, and then you can realize, hey, I really didn't want that house. I really didn't want that car. I'm just satisfied with a little small, tiny car. I'm a little satisfied with a tiny house, basically. Or let's say with the relationship, and you spend all that money on that female and everything else, what you're going through, and you file bankruptcy and you go through a lot of suffering. You say, hey, I really don't need somebody like that. I need somebody that's going to be here for me, down to earth, and it's not going to be costing you hardly anything. And then you're happy. You start to find out your zones, is what it's called. Through the suffering, you find out what makes you happy and the zones that you really want. I mean, some people are very creative, and they're business people. But when they quit their stock market and all they do is art or whatever, and they're happy. Now they realize what really made them happy, but they had to go through some suffering in the meantime, in that area. So suffering is not just about love; it's about what you really want to do in life, what makes you happy. And sometimes it's the smallest thing in the world that makes you happy. You know, how many people go down to the ocean? It makes you happy. And it's not just the ocean. It's the air and everything. And people go out when it's raining. It makes you happy. But you can't say that to people in Nevada because they don't want no water sometimes, but they're going to need it if they want to survive. But so we all go through different values, different lessons. And sometimes we don't want to do certain things. We're unhappy in doing it, but sometimes it's good to do it because it helped us later on in life. That area, if you don't pay your rent or whatnot, what's going to happen? You're going to be homeless. And then when you're homeless, you're going to see what homeless people really go through and how you're degraded and things in general. And then you're going to get your act together and then you're going to get a job and you're going to say, I'm going to make sure I don't ever become homeless again. And you will appreciate having your own place, your own freedom, and the values that goes with it. And they say about America, they have freedom of speech and whatnot. Well, I'm going to tell you, they're trying to take it away. The Internet, they're selling the Internet in October. Things in general, they're going to be more restrictive on our freedom of expression and things in general. So, but this is something that we have, that we something to enjoy, like here in the radio show, for example. You know, but I'll tell you one thing. I've done shows on conspiracies. It made me happy to expose all the stuff that goes on in this world and the governments and everything. But I'll tell you one thing. What made me unhappy is the government would shut us off about 3 to 5 times live, basically, and they'll mess up our computers and everything else. So I suffered, but at the same time period, I learned a lot, but I also realized I'm not going to do any more conspiracies. I did 23, and that was enough, and I don't have any more problems, basically. So it depends on what you're looking for in life, but you learn through the suffering, basically. But whether or not you will appreciate it, that's really up to you in the long run, because a lot of people that don't appreciate, like when you get cancer. Why did you get cancer? You got to ask yourself that question. Why did I have a heart attack? Why did I have these problems? And if you look at yourself deeply and be honest with yourself, then you'll find out whether it's emotional, your diet, or whatever. And then once you correct it, then you're going to appreciate life in general again. And so you have to go back to the root. Why did this happen to me? Or why am I not making no money? Or whatever situation, whether it's love, financial, living. If you're not happy in the state where you're at, then hey, leave. Leave. You know what I mean? But a lot of people looking for a miracle. Maybe look for Jesus Christ to come back and to save them or something. It doesn't work that way. If you're unhappy with anything, and come on, if you're unhappy in a relationship, don't kill the person. You know what I mean? Just walk away.
Change it.
You know, but this
exactly.
is so far,
right.
You know. We're in their own world of suffering.
We always love for you to come on. And I swear, Malika, we need like 3 hours with Mike for us to get through all our subjects and questions. But they're going to cut us off. So, as always, you have to turn into Psychic Mike Mondays. And, Mike, give us your website again really quick so people can look you up.
Yes, www.angelsonwheels.net, or you can see me at the Psychic Fair where I do Confucius and classes at bluemoonexpo.com, www.bluemoonexpo.com, and you can see me up there and hit the classes and you see Confucius, see a free show. I do all types of readings on stage with some humor. That's something that you never see any part of the world, and it's going
That's
to be brought
cool.
to New York, Hollywood, and Chicago in the future.
Very
of course,
cool.
you have to pay for it. Then. That's when you have to pay for
it.
Well,
thank you
so much,
again.
Mike.
We
okay,
appreciate you.
Okay, you guys take care now. Talk to you,
you
next
too.
Time.
Hey. Take care.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye.
Well, you heard it, Lonnie. I will be getting married. I will be getting married, but I'm going to take my time.
And I guess I won't
right,
be getting
girl.
Married ever.
Apparently, you're going to be having threesomes all the time or something.
Yeah,
according to him.
Threesomes in Europe. He said, I'm going to Europe too, so I guess threesomes somewhere in Europe. So I'm excited for
right?
that.
Right?
All right. I'm too old to be going on the threesomes, but, you know, the suffering part kind of freaked me out, you know, because, black people have got
deep.
This thing, this idea that, you know, suffering is good. And I want us to get out of that mindset because suffering was not good. And, you know, we suffered for 900 years, and everybody keeps saying, well, you're going to heaven. Well, I may be going to heaven, but I don't want to be so beat up by the time I get there that I can't enjoy it.
Right. I need it now. I need my reward
right,
now.
Right.
Yeah.
But
right.
I do understand what he's saying is that sometimes when you suffer, there's a bit of...
But we got to be real careful now in the 2000s. Because one of the things in the tenets of, you know, I don't want to go too long, then they're going to cut us off, but the tenets of this religious order is that we suffer here on this earth, which means we accept the situation and the way that we've been set in this world. And that is not right because there's a theft that went on that robbed people of things and took things, and there's people here that are thieves. And you can't get – I'm not going to get comfortable with the theft. I just can't. I'm sorry.
And I'm not talking about the organized religion part. I'm just saying that I think there's something, there's a bit of self-reflection that comes with pain. And self-reflection, to me, is the way we can grow. We can make tremendous growth
people,
in our life. So I think that's what...
The black people should be polished mirrors. If pain causes reflection, then all black people on this earth should be walking around reflecting the sun like mirrors. They've taken a suffering that is so deep and so long, and they've done it with such grace and this beautiful idea of the later life or the afterlife that it just bothers me, Bobby.
We just gotta apply it in this. We just gotta apply it in this life. That's it. You know, all the self reflection we're doing and the thinking, and we just gotta apply it. You know, in this life. But I appreciate them being on. I get quiet when you know, when those type of thinkers get on. I just listen.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I wanted to hear it all.
Yeah, he's really, one of those. You just
he
listen.
Gets really deep.
You just listen, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to miss nothing.
Right.
Yeah, he gets really deep. But before we go, we're going to get cut off soon here. I wanted to promote two events I spoke to. I don't know, you guys might know her as well, Penelope Sachs. She's on the Evanston Symphony Orchestra. Her and I had a nice conversation yesterday, and our past friend to the show, who's been on in the past, Dino Robinson from Shorefront Legacy. They're going to be putting on an event October 19th at 6 p.m. at Fleetwood Jourdain. It's called A Good Conversation. They're going to be providing child care and refreshments. I was told to definitely mention that so that people can attend. So there's no excuse not to attend, but it's open dialogue, conversation about racial equity, addressing the issues in Evanston, understanding race, our history, conversation. So what Lonnie was just talking about, the suffering and not accepting that as something we're supposed to go through, I think that'd be a great conversation to bring up at that event. So thank you, Penelope, for giving us this information, and we'll keep promoting it. And Penelope's going to be a guest on the show in October, and we'll be sharing a little bit more about what this event is about. So I'm looking forward to that. And then the popular Haitian music artist Ruby Mon, he has a Haitian benefit coming up this Saturday. Yes, Bimon. He's got an event coming up at Pure Cafe Saturday. It's going to start at 10 p.m., and that's on McCormick. And, yeah, you guys definitely come out, donate, you know, what you can. What he was breaking down to me yesterday was how so many people, when Haiti had the earthquake in 2010, how Red Cross had made $500 million off of donations, and they only built two homes in Haiti with
that
money.
What's the name of the movie, Bobby? Get the plug in right now, Bobby. What's the name of the movie? It's called Charity Inc. Is that what it's called, Bobby?
Yeah.
Charity Inc. Everybody needs to go on Netflix and watch Charity Inc. Understand what charity really is. Understand what paternalism really is. Charity Inc.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the organization that he's teamed up with, this will be the fourth annual Haitian event that he's put on, and it's a grassroots level, so it's all their own money. So it's, you know, the money is actually going to people and helping them out. So those are just two events I wanted to tell the listeners about. Very important events happening right here on the North Shore.
Sounds good.
That's all. Yes.
All right.
Let's have a show on paternalism, Malika. On paternalism. It's the most misunderstood concept in the world. Paternalism. The reason why black people are still in the situation they're in. So whenever you're ready, Malika, whenever you're ready.
Okay, well, let's get together and talk about the show. Is it just going to be us talking,
I'm going to go find a paternalist expert. I don't know where I'm going
to
find him.
That actually would be really interesting to find somebody
like that.
Out there, too.
Out there. Somebody's out there. You know, I'll ask Zito if he wants to talk about paternalism. Right, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay, let's do it then. Let's get together and talk about it. All right.
You know, I want to tell you guys I had a really great time. This is a great show. Malika, you and Brittany have put together a wonderful vehicle that I hope grows and grows and grows, and we're going to figure out a way to grow it even more because people don't know the real powerful mm-hmm. things that are said on this show. And I love you both.
Did y'all talk about the Sam's Barbershop?
Oh, wow, yeah.
They
named the street after Sam Johnson today, the barber who has been at every barbershop. He actually opened his barbershop in 1947 at a 14-year-old barber.
He's been
in business since all these years, and it's beautiful, and it reminded me of the thing that raised me, of the blackness that raised me, and I swear I'm going to do everything I can in life to make sure it remains.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Listen, everybody, have a safe week. You all be good, or be good at being bad. Either way. Either way you want to do it, just do it well. Whatever you do it well. All right. Malika, as always, pleasure. Bobby,
yeah.
Lonnie.
Yes, pleasure.
Let's get it done. You know how it goes. So, listeners, be safe. Thank you for listening. Tune in Monday, 7:30. This is 30 plus.
30.
What the? 7:30, yeah, right? This is
right.
30 plus. What the fuck, man?
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back, 22 years ago to keep it on track, the birth of a child on the 8th of October, a toast, but my granddaddy came sober, count all the fingers and the toes, now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows, 18 years younger than my mama, but I really got beaten cause a girl loved trauma, in single parenthood there I stood, by the time she was 21 had another one, this one's a girl, let's name her Pam, same father as the first but you don't give a damn, irresponsible, plain not thinking, papa said chill but the brother keep winking, till he rolled down you would tear out your hide, on your side while the baby make a slide, but mama got wise to the game, the youngest of five kids, hun here it is, after 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house, listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master, mother queen's rise in the chapter, deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do, when they reminisce over you, my God. Take back, I recall a man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Jock, I see. Woo. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father when my biological didn't bother.
Yeah.
Taking care of this, so who am I to bicker? Not a bad ticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver.
Yeah.
But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to.
Right.
Here we go while I check the scene with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us.
That's right.
Never been seen now, that's where you're wrong, but give the man a taste and he's gone, nodding off sleep to a jazz tune, I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room, I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him,
yeah.
For this man to cuss, hear it all in verbatim, telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over, I said pop maybe when you're older, we laughed all night about the hookers at the party, my old man standing yelling good God almighty, use your condom, take sips of the brew,
right.
When they reminisce over you, for real,
baby, like that.
I
reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness. Yeah. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. T to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. Yeah. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My Uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. Yeah. I strive to be live because I got no choice and run my own business like my Aunt Joyce. Yeah. So Pete Rock hit me, no respect you when they reminisce over you. Listen.
Listen. Just listen to the funky song.